Blog Talk Radio.
There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. Welcome to my show, a show focused on mastering the inner conflict within our whole being. I'm Sheila Unique, a relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. For over 20 years, I've been passionate about educating people like you on how to resolve everyday life problems in relationships of all kinds. We have relationships with anything and everything in our lives, and how we relate with every one of them makes all the difference. Today's relationship has to do with my unique approach for parents dealing with adult children's challenges. For us to master any conflict related to that, we need to understand some of the invisible influences impacting the dynamics between them. As I listened on the phone, I found myself just wanting to cry. My daughter was crying and told me she was just in a car accident. Luckily, no one was hurt. If you could imagine, she was pretty shaken up. She shared how upset she was with herself, and that was hard to hear. I didn't have many words to say and did my best to just listen. When we hung up the phone, I became very aware of the emotional unrest inside of me. Even though I'm talking about different challenges our adult children have, this radio show is directed more towards us as parents and how we deal with their challenges. Now, if you have adult children, you've been on the path of parenting for a while. If you're at all like me, I'm sure you've experienced your fair share of difficulties, and I'm sure you've learned a thing or two along the way. At this stage of my parenting journey, I'm blessed to have two married daughters who blessed us with two grandchildren each. I've experienced many bumps and bruises through the years as a parent, and let me tell you, my learning didn't come from reading how-to manuals for children of any age. It came from the school of hard knocks, and boy, were there some hard knocking happening along my journey. From my experience, it's a whole different ballgame working with young children versus them at the adult stage. It even gets more interesting when grandchildren show up. Does the learning get any easier? Maybe, maybe not. I truly believe we'll be learning all the time. So, what else do we have to learn? Let's look at that. Think of your adult children. I want you to focus on the one who's struggling with something difficult right now. How are you dealing with their situation? Notice I didn't ask you how they're doing. I asked how you're dealing with them. Can you be there to support them along their journey, being okay with their decisions and actions? Or are you in there taking charge of what they need to be doing? I'll share this personal experience. Over 15 years ago, my daughter was getting married, and they had their share of struggles. She'd call me explaining this was happening and that wasn't working, and one day I said, well, maybe the universe is giving you a sign that the timing is off. My daughter got upset and told me, if you don't want to go to the wedding, you don't have to be there. And hung up the phone. I sat on my couch and literally broke down crying. I learned a huge, and I mean huge, life lesson right then and there. I reflected on what just happened. Who was I to say what I did? I wondered what was going on inside of me. I learned when communicating with them, there's no difference between gently suggesting something or downright telling them. Both come from a place of thinking, I know more than they do. You have no idea what that did to me as a parent going forward. I became very, very, very aware of how I interacted with my adult children. Regardless if I'm the parent or not, how could I know what's the best for my adult child? I created unrest in our relationship with that statement and knew I had to rebuild from there. And the first thing I did was apologize. It was important to me to begin approaching every interaction we have with more grace and awareness, and that has rewarded me greatly. I asked one of my sisters, a mother of three adult children, how does she handle herself when her kids are struggling with something difficult? She said, every situation is different. It's based on what's happening at the time. My sister couldn't have said that any more perfectly. Yes, there'll be times when we as parents observe our adult children dealing with repeated challenges over and over. And then there'll be times when we're observing they're dealing with something new. For example, finding a permanent job hasn't been easy, and when applying for jobs, they continually experience rejection after rejection. Or they go to the bank for their first loan, and the loan falls through, leaving them to feel upset and withdrawn. So how do we handle ourselves when they're struggling? We handle ourselves one struggle at a time. Life puts us in situations where we make choices, and there's many times those choices don't end up giving, just a sec. Life puts us in situations where we make choices, and there's many times those choices don't end up giving us the result we're looking for, especially when it comes to what we want for our adult child. Of course we want them to have good experiences and succeed. Well, that doesn't always happen. Now, think of your adult child telling you about their difficulty. They want to move out, but they can't afford it. They need a new job because they can't stand working for the boss they have. Their partner is gambling and spending all their money. Anything. Think of your own situation now. Here's our child sharing their problems, and we can tell they're struggling. One of the most important things we can do for them when they're hurting, if at all possible, is to be there for them by holding the space for them to just feel their own hurt. Now, I know that's easier said than done some days. Remember, their experiences are for them to learn and grow through. Holding the space for them, especially if it's a safe place, helps them to be okay with what it is they're experiencing. Now, it may not always be possible to hold the space for them. Why? Because every time we experience something like that as parents, we get the phone call or they show up in person in their struggling state. The interactions cause us to feel uncomfortable, awakening something inside of us. Fear-based reactions surface, and now we're overly emotional. Out of concern, we naturally do the parenting thing, creating conflict between the two of us. Unpleasant things are said, for example, I told you so, you better quit before someone gets hurt, or you need to stop that now before it gets any worse. In the end, one of us ends up getting upset. Have you ever experienced that? I know I have. Where can we go from there? Let me ask, what's specifically is the fear-based reaction about? Is it related to what they're experiencing or related to our own fears in that moment? We naturally react, and that reaction leads us to do any one of these three things. One, we want to rescue them from their experience. Two, we want to protect them so they don't get hurt. And the third thing we do in our state of reaction, we want to step in and fix it, trying to make things better. So let me ask, what are we rescuing them from? What kind of hurt would we be protecting them from? And what would we need to fix? As parents, and I'm one of them, we find it hard to see our offspring go through difficult times. It's hard to watch them move through life having to feel pain of some kind. For example, watching them with addictions, regardless if it's drug or alcohol related. Watching them suffer through relationship breakups, financial difficulties, or self-esteem issues. Those things are never pleasant to watch, and it doesn't matter who it is. We need to become aware of what's going on inside in relation to what's happening outside of us. We see them struggling. What kind of thoughts are running through our mind? Are we thinking they can't afford to pay because of whatever reason? Are we thinking they don't know what to do or how to handle things? Going a bit further, are we thinking we know better and that, well, we don't want them to fail again? Our own thoughts cause us to have our own feelings, and those feelings express themselves through our own physical bodies. That's when we feel different aches and pains. And what I want you to hear right now, our feelings have surfaced because our adult children are struggling. They've surfaced because our own unrest inside based on what we're seeing outside of us. And let me say that again, any aches, pains, even a sick stomach, it surfaces because we ourselves are having a hard time dealing with the struggles of our own adult children. And this is very normal. You're a normal parent. I'll share a personal experience. Back in 2008, I happened to go for a psychic reading. Unexpectedly, the psychic asked me if I was struggling with a choice made by one of my children. I gave that a thought and immediately said, yes, I was concerned about the man that one of my daughters was choosing to date. Here's what the psychic said. Your angels are telling you to step back from that relationship and watch it unfold for you to see the miracles happen. When I heard that, I was blown away. Those words were justified. Again, I was coming from a place of knowing more than they did. I was so wrong. I stepped back as advised. Not only from that relationship, I stepped back from many more along my journey. As difficult as it has been, or still is to keep my mouth shut at times, I do continue to witness miracle after miracle with all my relationships. This was another example of this school of hard knocks. That experience was quite humbling for me, let me tell you. Here's where the learning and growing comes in. Consider this. Any time, and I mean any time, when we're conversing with our adult children, if there's any reaction on their part, for example, their voice gets louder or they make a statement and it just shuts everything down, we can immediately become aware of what's happening around us and what's going on inside of us. Why? This is important to hear. When using our awareness, we're in a place to observe if their reaction is because of what they're experiencing inside of them, or if their reaction has surfaced because we as parents have overstepped our boundaries, getting into their business and taking the liberty to tell them what they need to do or don't do. Every experience is different, and there is nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness to guide us. Now, there is a difference between our adult children asking us for advice, or we're just taking it upon ourselves to advise them. I trust you know the difference for yourselves. And now is a good time to say this. I want it to be clear, I have absolutely no judgment as to what we do or don't do as parents. I'm in no position to judge anyone. Whatever we are or aren't experiencing is divinely orchestrated. Why? Because our life experiences give us and our adult children opportunities to move through different kinds of situations, offering the learning and growing intended for each one of us involved. For example, if we're the kind of parent who rescues, protects, fixes things, who's to judge that's a bad thing? By us doing what we're doing in the moment of time, they'll be learning and growing for all parties involved. The same thing. If we step back and allow our children to experience their own school of hard knocks, who's to judge that's a great thing? I guarantee whatever is or isn't happening is perfect for us to experience on our journey, no matter where life takes us. In every situation, we have our awareness and real life experiences to draw from. And how does that work? Our awareness helps us to know if our interactions with our adult children are flowing or if there's struggle and conflict of any kind. Now, hear me when I say it doesn't matter if there's struggle or conflict, and I mean that. It doesn't matter. What does matter is what we do with it. I want you to hear that again. It's not about us being perfect parents or having perfection in our relationships with these adults. Not at all. It's about being aware of what's happening when we're with our children, paying attention to the times when there's struggle and conflict on our part or on theirs. And let me add, when we have difficult children, when we have difficult conversations with our adult children, whatever they say to us, it's important to not take it personally. Yes, I'm very aware, again, that's easier said than done. They need to express what they're feeling, and it may not necessarily be accurate, but it will be expressed. Can we hear it without taking it personally? What's inside of them comes out, and if allowed to be expressed fully, oftentimes they'll feel heard, which is important to them as an adult. Remember, we're working with adults. We as parents don't have to like any part of what they say. In other words, this isn't about us feeling comfortable through the experience. Stuff comes up, and it's about moving through the stuff with the intention to heal and resolve whatever is there in our relationship, regardless if we take it personally, cry, or even fall apart. The important thing is staying aware of what's being spoken. What's behind what they're saying to us? Many times I've observed when others talk about us, what they're saying won't be so much about us as a parent or even about them as our children. What they're saying is about what needs to be expressed in that moment of expressing. Why? Because we have no idea who needs to hear what when it's heard. Are the words spoken for our learning, growing, and healing, or theirs? Are the words spoken for healing to take place in the relationship itself? Like the experience with my daughter, I needed to hear the words she shared, and I got to a place where I was very grateful to hear them. It wasn't at all about my daughter. It was about me and the actions I did or didn't take going forward. The experience delivered me a valuable life lesson, one I continue to draw from to this day. Relationships aren't always about parent versus child, spouses versus other spouses, teacher versus students, or even boss versus employee. They're about what's being communicated in the moment. For example, if I'm being disrespectful, it doesn't matter that I'm the parent and them the child. What matters is being disrespectful. If our adult child is struggling because they have no money, it doesn't matter if we're the parent with the money or they're the child without the money. What matters is how we approach the conversation regarding money. What are they learning from their experiences around money? What can they do differently to bring about a different result for themselves? Here's another example, telling the truth. It's not about us versus them. The conversation about what we're experiencing, the conversation is about what we're experiencing related to telling or not telling the truth. Each experience is based on its own merits, and we won't always know what those are immediately. Sometimes our learning and growing happens over many experiences, and our own grace and awareness again guides us to know how it applies to us, if at all, at the time. Because life is filled with ups and downs, the same thing applies with our relationships. Today we're okay with our adult children and their struggles. Tomorrow we step in and try to take control. Today we handle difficult conversations. Tomorrow we can't, and we react saying things we shouldn't. Have you ever wondered why that is? Because it's all based on what's going on for us at the time of the situation. For example, if adult children show up complaining about their finances and we get upset, I'll guarantee you our upset has to do with something we're experiencing in our own life at the time they show up. Play with that thought. Before I end the show, I'd like to talk about a couple of things. First, when we're overextending ourselves, paying for and doing things for our own adult children, we're doing it for a number of reasons. Maybe we feel we haven't been good parents, or maybe we're living out a shortfall we experienced from our own parents. It doesn't matter what it is, because we're all here to explore and move through the life experiences intended for us as parents. Secondly, if we're paying for things like their living accommodations or feeding their addictions, if I could word it that way, and we want to stop because it's creating unrest in ourselves or other relationships, I'd like to put this forward for us to consider as a possible solution. Gradually reduce the amount of money we give every time we give. Instead of paying the full amount of rent, pay half. We'll soon learn if they're as interested in investing in their own place as much as we are. If they ask for $500 and we've been giving that amount for months now, gradually reduce the amount every time they ask. If paying for their stuff, gradually reduce what we pay for. This is one way to gradually bring about a desired change without trying to make any big deal of it. If we're trying to make a desired change, now be prepared We can't make adult children do what they don't want to do, but we sure can encourage them to make changes through the changes we have to make for ourselves. No, it won't be as easy as we think. Resistance surfaces based on the difficulty and the unrest inside of everyone involved. Remember, for learning, growing, and healing to take place, someone has to initiate the change, regardless if it's them or us. In closing, I want to share something that might be difficult to hear. Our adult children have their own paths to live. Can we let our daughters be women? Let our sons be men? If they want our advice, they'll have to ask. This is one of the toughest things asked of us as parents. Life asks us to let go and bless them every step of the way, regardless of what happens. Now, I'm not saying don't do anything for them, not at all. Let me ask you, can we not think we know what's right for them? Or putting that another way, can we think we don't know what's right for them and instead encourage them to look to their own inner guidance, always doing what they feel is best for them? Can we love them without seeing them as small? At the top of the show, I talked about my phone conversation I had with my daughter when she was in the accident. 3 days after that happened, she called me to tell me about the different things she learned from and the different insights she became aware of. She was like another person. She had more grace and gratitude as a result of her experience. It tickled my heart to hear her share that. Do we have to like the problems our adult children have to deal with? Do we have to agree with their choices they make? Do we have to accept the actions they take? The answer to all of them is no, not at all. I personally feel we need to get to a place within ourselves where we recognize they are living their lives as directed by their souls. There's nothing more powerful than our own grace and awareness. In this show, I focused on talking about challenges we have as parents when our adult children struggle in life. Now, going forward, how are you dealing with losing people or things in your life? It'll be an interesting conversation next week. Next week's show has to do with my unique approach to dealing with loss. If you want to hear more about topics like this one, check out my best-selling book, Relatefully. If you want to learn more about me and the work I do, go to my website, www.theuniqueapproach.com. I'm Sheila Unique, relationship coach and master energetic intuitive. I do private and group sessions focused on healing in relationships of all kinds. And as a trainer and speaker, I'm passionate about guiding people towards resolving everyday life problems in relationships. I wish you so much wonderment, joy, as you move forward mastering the inner conflict within your whole being.